Mesechtes Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Gimel, the last line on Daf Kuf Samach Beis and Beis, and we previously saw that the Braisa teaches us that if Edom executed a shtar and left two lines of blank space or empty space between the text of the shtar and their signatures, then the shtar would be pasul. However, if they left only one blank line, or as the Gemara was poshut, that they left any shear that was less than two blank lines, then the shtar would be kasher based on the concept of Eilu Meida Meshita Achreina, and therefore we do not have to be chayshish for any fraud if there is less than two blank lines of space between the text of the shtar and the chesimah se'edim. And our Gemara now begins, Ibaylu shnei shitin sh'amru, these two blank lines that we just mentioned in the Braisa, that if the edim left two blank lines of space between the text of the shtar and the signatures, that the shtar would be pasul. And we continue on Daf Kuf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, hein ba'aviran oydilma hein v'lo yaviran. Do we measure these two lines taking into account the amount of space needed to write two lines of text comfortably, which would include space above the first line, as well as taking into account space between the two lines, as well as under the second line, and only then would the shtar be pasul. But if the amount of empty space would be less than that, then the shtar would still be kasher, as it would be difficult for someone to fill in two lines of text in that space, and if one would do so, it would be noticeable that something is wrong with the shtar, and there's potential fraud. Or would we say that even if the edim left exactly enough space to write two lines of text, even if they didn't leave additional space before or after these lines, the shtar would still be pasul, as b'deichik it's still possible to write two lines of text. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak responds, mistavra dehin ba'aviran, that it's most mistavra, the only time that a shtar would be pasul is if the edim leave two lines of text, including the amount of space that's needed between these lines, the isak dai techin ba'aviran, as if you will think that the shtar would be pasul even if there is no space between these two lines, l'chiru, that can't be pasul, as the ma'ich as it would be impossible to write two lines of text in exactly the amount of space that's needed to write two lines of text if you don't have any space between the lines. And we read the Gemara based on the Gersa of the Bach that took out the word Shita Achas B'loi Avira, and this is actually the Gersa of the Rashbam, and as Rashbam states, Isak Daitach Hein V'Loi Avira and L'Mai Chazio, and Rashbam explains V'Loi Nikar Haziyav, that certainly if someone writes in two lines of text in this area, it will be Nikar that there was some sort of fraud, as L'Fisha as certainly if you have exactly the amount of space for two lines of text, then the only way to write two lines would be if he writes the actual letters smaller than the rest of the letters of the rest of the shtar. In that way, he'll be able to fit two lines of text within an area that doesn't have any space. It certainly would seem that there was some fraud that happened, as it will be very noticeable that the lettering in this part of the shtar is different than the letters in the rest of the shtar. And Rashbam continues, and if the person will try to actually write in two lines of text and it'll make the text the same size as the previous text, gam atin nikaziyev, it'll also be very recognizable that there was some fraud, she'in cholik bein tayim k'shashita shebishtar, as l'maisa there won't be any space between these two lines. These two lines of the shtar will look different than the rest of the shtar, and therefore certainly we'll be able to tell that there was fraud involved. And ayin taitziz yu maskol shita achas l'may chazir, where he brings down the yesh Mefarshim, and actually is Mekayim the Gersin Ar Gemara of Shita Achas B'loi Avir L'may Chazio, and Ayin Taisis how he explains the Gemara according to that Gersa. Therefore, Rav Nachman continues, El Shma Mina, so therefore it's Muchach, Hein V'Avir, and Shma Mina, when the Braisa taught us that if the Edim leave two lines between the text of the Shtar and the Chesimah Se'edim, that the Shtar is Pasul, it doesn't mean two lines exactly, but it means two lines together with their space. However, if the Edim would leave exactly the amount of space that a person could write two lines of text in, but they didn't leave the amount of avir between them, then the shtar would still be kosher. And let's keep in mind that this din that we just mentioned is actually a kulo legabi a shtar, and it actually makes it more possible that a shtar will be kosher. And as we previously mentioned, that there's a general klal that edim achsum al shtar nasa kamish nechkar edusim bebezdin, and therefore, if at all possible, we try to say that all shtaris are kosher. And our Gemara now continues and brings another kula, Rabbi Shapat that Shabtai teaches us in the name of Chizkia, when we just learned in the Braisa that if Edim execute a shtar and they leave over two blank lines between the ksav of the shtar and the chesimah se'edim, then the shtar will be pasul. The proper measurement for those lines are not based on the standard lines in the shtar that were written by a sefer, as those lines could be much narrower, since lamaisa are written by a sefer, and a sefer is a professional, he uses better instruments, and therefore he could write letters that are much smaller. And instead, the only way that this shtar would be possible is if the Edom actually left the size of two lines that a regular person who's not a professional would be able to write two lines of text within those lines. And as Rashbam explains, b'shir k'sav yidei Edom shu yosim mechtei shir yidei sefer. The Gemara explains this kula as my time, and what is the reason for this kula? The kula mezayif lav l'gabi sefer ozol mezayif, that it's pashat us that we don't have to be choishish that potentially an actual sefer will go and help this person create this fraud and will actually write in additional information into these two lines. As certainly, since a sefer is professional and he knows that if people find out that he actually helped someone commit a fraud, then it won't be good for his reputation. Therefore, certainly he won't agree to do this. And therefore, the only way that a person will be able to write something into these two lines is only if he does so by himself or he goes to someone that's not a professional. And therefore, the only time that this shtar would be possible is if the Edom actually left two larger size lines between the ksav of the shtar and the chesima se'edim. And Ayin Rashbam, Dibel Maskel, my time will call him a zayif, lav l'gabi sefer azel, ula lo ya'avaloi, v'lo yishamari lov, lo yirui nafshei, ala oise b'tzina b'tech besai. However, a person will actually write something into these lines, b'tzina, within his house, v'ein yadeh, l'chav and yadeh, b'ksiva daka, k'may a sefer, and certainly he's not as professional as a sefer, and therefore he can't write letters as small as a sefer. Once again, we see a kula b'negei shtar, because Rashbam doesn't say that certainly a sefer will not do so, but Rashbam states, ula lo ya'avaloi, that potentially the sefer will not want to do this, and since it's less shchiach, therefore the Chacham didn't say that the shtar would be possible. As l'maisa, we try to say that all shtaris are kasha based on the concept edim hachasum al shtar nasa kami shenechkar edus mevezdin. The Gemara now continued that we just mentioned two kulas. Number one, the only time that a shtar is possible when the edim leave two lines of blank space between the ksav of the shtar and the chesima se'edim is only if there's enough space for the actual lines of text as well as the avir. Number two, the actual height of each line is based on the ksav yad of a regular person and not on the ksav yad of a sefer and not on the ksav yad of a professional. And the Gemara continues and asks, v'kama, and now that we mentioned that there's a concept of two lines plus the avir, so how much avir does it have to be between the lines? And the Gemara brings three shitas, and the first shita is Amar Bitzchak ben Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar teaches us kagoyin l'cha l'cha zel gab zel al makasav v'shnei shitin v'abba avirin. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar states that when leaving space between lines, there are multiple reasons to leave space. The first reason is because you have to make sure that there's some space between two lines in order to separate between the two lines. And number two, there's also a reason to leave space between lines. There are some letters that go above a line, and there are certain letters that go beneath a line. And for example, a lamed goes above a line, and an endachaf, a kuf, an endanun, an endatzadik, are all written where the actual letter goes beneath the line. Therefore, there's always a need for airspace or for blank space above and beneath the line. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar holds that certainly there's a need for having blank space above the first line in order to take into account that there will be a lamed on the first line that has to go above the line, and you also need to have an area of space that beneath the second line in order to make sure that you have space for an endachaf or a kuf or an endanun or endatzadik. In addition, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar holds that since we already mentioned that we're only being choshish that potentially the person himself who is not a professional will actually write in some information into these two blank lines, so we also have to be choshish that he won't be able to be mechaven his oisius properly. And there's a potential that he'll write the word l'cha on line number one, and he will also write the word l'cha on line number two. Those two words will be almost exactly one on top of the other. The end of l'cha on the first line will be right on top of the lamed of the l'cha on the second line. If this will actually occur, then the person will not be able to defraud us unless there's enough space between the two lines, which would be able to fit the extension of the endachaf from line number one into the airspace between line number one and line number two, as well as the top of the lamed, which is directly underneath the endachaf of line number one, which will extend between the airspace of line number one and line number two. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, there's a requirement for two full lines, as well as four spaces, one space above line number one, as well as two spaces between line number one and line number two, as well as a space after line number two. The Gemara continues with the second shita, Rabbi Chiya ba'abi, mishmei d'ulama, kagoyin lamed m'maylo v'chof m'mato, al makasav v'shnei shitin v'shloish avirin. Rabbi Chiya ba'ami states in the name of Ula, that although we have to be concerned for an endachaf and lamed, however, we don't have to be concerned that potentially an endachaf and lamed will go into each other from two different lines, as certainly even someone that's not a professional professional can make sure to spread out his letters and make sure that that doesn't occur, and therefore he could still create a fraud, and therefore a shtar will even be puzzle, even if there are only two lines plus three additional spaces. And the reason why you need three spaces is one above line number one to take into account the top of a lamed, one beneath line number two to take into account the bottom of an endachof, an endanun, a kof, or an endatzadik, only one more blank line between line number one and line number two to take into account a potential for an endachof on line number one and a lamed on line number two. We don't have to be chayshish that maybe the lamed and chof will be directly one on top of the other, and there's no need to have two spaces between line number one and line number two. And finally, the Gemara brings a third shita. Ravo Amar Kagoyin Baruch Ben Levi b'shita achas kasav b'shita achas shushnei avirin. Ravo states that the only requirement is to leave one full line and then two avirin, one space above the line and one space beneath the line. And for example, if you write the word Baruch Ben Levi, then the lamed of Levi will be above the line and the end of chaf of Baruch will be beneath the line. If Edim leave that amount of space between the text of the shtar and their signatures, then the shtar will be puzzle. And Taisus points out that you shouldn't think the Ravo was being chiluk on the Braisa, because the Braisa already stated that the only way that a shtar is puzzle is only if the Edim leave two full lines between the text of the shtar and the Chasima Sa'idim. Ravo seems to have a smaller share, and as we just explained, that he holds that all you need is Shita Achas of Shnei Avirin, but Ayin and Taisus, three lines from the wide lines at the bottom of the Amid, Shita Achas of Shnei Avirin, Vahavi Yosim Shnei Shitim Blei Avirin, the amount of space that it takes to have one line of writing and two spaces is more than the amount of space that you require for two lines without Avir. And Taisus proves this point. Before we continue, let's see a couple of Rashbams. As Rashbam points out, as we did when we learned the Gemara, during Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar stated, Kagoyin l'chol l'cha zel gabi zeh, Zok Rashbam, in middle of Dibur Maschol, Amal kasov shnei shitim v'dal avirin, that l'chol l'cha zel gabi zeh, lav dafka shtei lama k'neged lamed v'chof k'neged chof, that doesn't mean that they were exactly one on top of the other, and the lama was on top of the lamed, and the chof was on top of the chof, el k'prishish, shezel amali bel yoyna, v'zel amata b'tachtayna. And Rashbam continues and explains that Rabbi Chiya ba'ami, Mishmei De'ul, is arguing on the point of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar based on the following point. And as Rashbam explains, the Dibur Maschol Shlosh Avirin, the Bein Shnei Ashitin Dai Lanu Ba'avir Echad, Shiyachal La'amin Esyadu L'hachik Reishal La'amid Tachtayna, Minchenegad Regal Chafal Yoyna, as we explained. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us explain what an Asharta is. And we know that even though we have a klal that Edim Achasum El Ashtar, Nasa Kamish Nechrei Yidusim Bezin, and Medurayse, there's really no reason to have Kiyam Ashtaris, and there's no need to verify the signatures of Edim. However, the Rabbanan were misakin that there's a requirement to verify Edim, and you must have Kiyam Ashtaris. If a borrower tells a lender that I want you to be Mekayim Nishtar, and I want you to prove that these Edim are actually real Edim, then when the Malva wants to collect the Shtar, he would go to Bezin and be Mekayim Nishtar, and either bring the Edim themselves to verify their signatures, or bring other people that will be able to verify these witnesses' signatures, or the Malva could bring a different Shtar where these Edim signed, on which Bezin already verified their signatures, and the Bezin will now compare signatures to each other, and then they could verify the Shtar. The Leiva could not now claim that the Shtar is Mezuyif and the Shtar is a forgery. However, let's say the Malva doesn't want to wait until a later point when the Leiva comes and makes this claim. So the Malva at any point could take the Shtar to Bezin and could verify the Shtar, which is called Kiyam Hashtaris. Once Bezin verifies the Shtar, then Bezin will write a henpik into the Shtar and they'll write what's called an Asharta. And as Rashbam states, Hanikra Asharta Ashein Vashrenu V'kamnu HaKosuboi, since when Bezin signs onto the Shtar, Bezin verifies the authenticity of these witnesses' signatures, they will write in the Shtar Vashrenu V'kamnu. Our Gemara will now bring machlekes between Rav and Rav Echran, and the Gemara begins Rav, that Rav holds Leishanu Al Bein Edom L'Ksav Al Bein Edom L'Asharta Afilu Tuva Namikasha, that although we just mentioned in the Braisa that if their Edom actually sign on a Shtar and they leave two lines of blank space between the Ksav of the Shtar and between their Chasimais, then the Shtar will be puzzle. That Halacha is specifically stated regarding the Chasimais HaEdom. However, if there's a Shtar where the Edom actually signed right next to the text, or they left an area that's less than two lines of blank space between the text and the Chasimais, however, when Bezdin wrote the Hempik, he actually left more than two lines of blank space between the Chasimais HaEdom and the actual Hempik, that would not be a psul in the Shtar, and the Shtar would still be valid, as the Gemara will now explain. The Gemara now asks on the Shita of Rav that Maishna ben Edom Yidun Laksav, Dum Zai, Vikosumai Deboi, Vikosimi Sadi, then Lacher, why is it that the Brisa taught us that if the Edom leave two or more lines between the actual Ksav and the actual signatures, then the Shtar's puzzle is because we're concerned that potentially the person will go and write something into those two lines, and even though we already saw the Shita of Amram on the Afkuf Samach Bezum and Aleph, that Inla made him Shita Achreina, certainly now that the Malva wrote in two lines into the space, then we will ignore the second line. Whatever is written on that first line, we will actually follow. And Lemaisa, they are Edom already signed onto the Shtar, and therefore there's a potential for fraud. If so, the Gemara asks on the Shita Rav, Bein Edom LaShat Nami, Mizayev Vikosamai Deboyi Vikhasimi Sadi, then how could Rav state that you're allowed to leave space between the signatures of the Edom and the Ashata if Lemaisa, the Malva, could actually write in additional information on these blank lines? They're already Edom that was signed onto the Shtar, and when he brings this Shtar for collection, then any other Bezdin will say that we see that there are Edom, and we also see that there's a Shata on the Shtar, and it must be that the Bezdin verified that even though the Edom was somewhere in between the Shtar, and there was still text that was written afterwards, but it must be by the fact that they wrote the Shtar and they verified the Shtar, that not only were they verifying the signatures of the Edom, but they also verified that the actual document was correct, and the last line of the Shtar were also a part of the deal, and it weren't added after the fact, and therefore there's a potential for fraud in this scenario as well. We just explained the question of our Gemara based on the guess of our Gemara, Bein Edom LaShata, Namim Zay, Vekosim, Mai Debayi, Vechasim Isadi, and the Edom already signed onto the Shtar. However, based on this Gesa, we had to be Deichik, and even though this Ksav that he added in was written after the Edom, we would still rely on the Edom that was signed above that. Lemaisa, Bezdin verified the entire Shtar. However, Ayin Rishash, who's bothered by this question, and therefore he's Gurus, Bein Edom LaShata, Namim Zay, Vekosim, Mai Debayi, Umachtim Sadi. Gemara's question is that Lecher, we should be Choshish, that potentially this person not only write additional information into these extra lines, but it'll also get Edom to actually sign onto these extra lines. Maisi, he already has a verification of Bezdin, and therefore he'll say that this verification verified these witnesses' signatures as well, and therefore there's a potential for fraud. Gemara answers that in a Chanami, according to Rav, the only way that the Shtar would still be kosher, even though the Bezdin wrote the Ashata, they left multiple blank spaces between the signatures of the Edom and the Ashata, is only if they blotted out that area with ink. In this way, certainly no one could write anything into that area, and there's no chash for fraud. Mefarshim discuss what exactly the Gemara means when it says the Metayishle, and doesn't mean that they completely blotted out with ink, and you couldn't see through that area at all. Either by using dots, oishuris, or by making lines, the Gemara continues that if you're telling me that Rav also agrees that if there was actually two blank lines between the signatures of the Edom and the Ashata, and you didn't actually blot it out with ink, then the Shtar would be puzzle. So according to Rav, why do we say a similar svara regard to where the Edom signed and they left space between their signatures and the text of the Shtar? And Rav should also hold that even in a case where the Edom signed on the Shtar and they left two or more lines of space between the text of the Shtar and the signatures, that as long as they would actually go and blot out the area with ink, then the Shtar should also be kosher. L'maisa, the Malva will not be able to write anything into that area, and therefore there is no chash for fraud in that case either. And L'chir, both cases should be talking about the same scenario. If the case that Rav is talking about is a case where they blotted out the area between the Chasima Se'idim and the Ashata, so L'chir, the Bryce is talking about the same scenario where they blotted out the area between the text of the Shtar and the Chasima Se'idim, and even so, the Bryce states that the Shtar would be puzzle. The Gemara answers, Amri Sadiat Yutahu de Chasimi, that in the case of the Bryce, even if they would actually blot out these additional two lines, that would not help us, as L'maisa, people will say that when the Edom actually signed onto the Shtar, they weren't signing regarding what it states in the Shtar, and the Edom were just signing and verifying that this area was full of ink and it was blotted out. And as Rashbam states, Atiyutu Chasimi V'loya Ikr Shel Shtar, Ken Amrinu Begitin Chayshin Hashem Ashi'il Shalom Shekos B'Shtar Chosmoi V'loya Ikr Shel Shtar, and Hachinami in our Sugya as well, Kach Me'idin B'Fenenu Atayip B'Diyoy V'Nimchak Kedei Shel Yachshtu V'Bal Shtar. The Gemara continues in AS, Bein Edom LaShata Nami Amri Beidina Atiyutu Chasimi, that L'chayru, just like we stated B'Negeda Edom, we would say that even though this area was blotted out, we would say that these Edom were only verifying that this area was blotted out. So L'chayru, let us say that is saying b'negei ashato, that even if the area would be blotted out, that we should say that this ashato is not a valid ashato, as we should say that Bezdin wasn't actually verifying the signatures of the witnesses, and they were just verifying that this area of this shtar was blotted out with ink. And the Gemara responds, b'dinat yuta lechasimi, although it's possible that edibat amiratim, therefore it's possible to explain that when someone asked them to sign on a document, and they saw that there was an area of the shtar that was blotted out with ink, that they thought that they were actually only testifying regarding this area that was blotted out with ink. They weren't necessarily testifying regarding the actual shtar. However, Bezdin certainly are not amratzim, and certainly there would be no reason for them to actually verify that there was an area of the shtar that was blotted out with ink. And certainly when they verified the shtar, it must be that they were verifying the actual signatures of these witnesses. And as Rashbam states, Beidinat Yuta in Dakun Lachtam, Aval Edim Hakol Mitzun Lachtam, Vafila Ame Oritz, Vasilam Mechtam At Yuta, Ainu Rabbeinu Geshem, who explains this in further detail, and he states, Umishani, Hoglek Lemema, Devade Gabe Edim, Diesh Mehem Ame Oritz, Vole Daiki, Chasmi Abetolo, Vafila At Yuta, Aval Gabe Beidina, Lek Lemema Hochidi Inu At Yuta, Sheinu Klum, Le Chasmi, El Agufi Shoshta, Kaimi, Vichosmu, Umishmochi Motzalashaya, Filu Tuva, Uvadum Taitle, Ain Shum. Rashbam also states, Avon Bo Hempik Lefenenu, that according to Rav, if an actual hempik would come in front of us, and it will actually have two additional lines of blank space between the signatures of the Edim and the Ashato, and that area was not blotted out with ink, and Pasalhu, then it would be Pasal. And Rashbam says, as the Shtar was not made, and potentially it's Mashma from the Rashbam, that the entire Shtar would be Pasal, but Lechir would be Tzarech Bia. How could it be that based on having a bad hempik, that the entire shtar would be considered pasul? Ritva actually is clearer, and Ritva states that the actual shtar would not be pasul, but the actual hempik would be pasul. We cannot rely on this authentication of Bezin, and we would have to reauthenticate these edim, and we would have to get a new ashato. The Gemara continues and is bothered that even if Rav is explaining that the only way that ashato would be kosher if Bezin left two lines or more between the chesim and seedim and the ashato is only if that space is blotted out with ink, but lechir it is still a potential for fraud. That we shall still be choshish, that potentially the malvah will actually cut off the entire shtar, and will even cut off the area of the edim. He will then scrape off all of the ink that was on the document in the area which was between the signatures of the edim and the ashrata. He will then write a new shtar in that area, and he will then get edim that will sign falsely on the shtar. And when the malvah will try to go and collect from the leiva, and the leiva will state, I never wrote the shtar, Malva will say, I have proof that this is a valid shtar, as I already have an ashtar, and I already have verification from another bezin that this shtar is valid. And the Gemara continues and strengthens this question on Rav, based on the memory of Rav, because Va'om Rav, as Rav himself stated, shtar haba hu ve'edav al mecha kosher, that if you have a shtar with the actual text of the document, as well as the signature of the edim, were clearly written on a piece of paper that was previously used, and you could tell that it was a previously erased piece of paper, that even so would be a valid shtar, and therefore in our case as well, even though they originally blotted out this area of ink, but the Maisa, the Malva could go and scrape off this ink, and I'll be able to write a new shtar, and that shtar would be kosher. Before we explain the Gemara's question in further detail, let us continue with the Gemara, and the Gemara continues in Afkuf Samach Gimel Beis, and the Gemara points out that Honich L'Rav Kahana, the Masin L'Mishmei D'Shmuel Shaper, the Bishleim according to Rav Kahana, that learned that this memra of shtar, the Hur V'Edav Al-Machak, is kosher, was stated in the name of Shmuel and not in the name of Rav, so then we won't have this question, as Lemaisa would be able to explain that according to Rav, there's no potential for fraud, even if the Malva would go and erase the area that was blotted out, that was between the signatures of the Edim and the verification of Bezin, that shtar would not be valid, as Rav would hold Hu V'Edav Al-Machak is possible. However, Zokta Gemara, El Rav Tavyumi, the Maslam Mishmei Rav, Ma'ik Lemema, but according to Rav Tavyumi, that learned that this is actually a member that was stated in the name of Rav, and L'chiris, since Rav himself holds Shtar Ba, Hu V'Edav Al-Machak is kosher, so L'chiris is a potential for fraud, even in the case where they blotted out the area between the Chesim and Se'edim, and the verification of Bezin, or the Hempik, or the Ashata. Before we continue with the Teretz of the Gemara, let us go back and read the last Rashbam on the bottom of Daf Kuf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and Rashbam states, the Amar Rav Shtar Ba, Hu V'Edav Al-Machak kosher, the Malim Chosmo Edim Al-Klaf Kolok, that what is the difference if Edim signed on Klaf, which was completely white, and was clearly always blank, Oya Al-Klaf Shachar, or if the Klaf daf was already black, and you can see that at one point it was already used. Hoyl v'onu makir and chasimis yadeim, as soon as we makir their actual signatures, v'gal me'elyon lo nimchak al pamachas k'moy makir she'enim chasim b'ayi, and we could also tell that this entire klaf was all erased at one point, and it was only erased one time, so therefore it's clear that the edim as well as the text were written on the same type of parchment, therefore this hashata should be good. And as Rashbam continues, l'gabi hashata, afal pi she'enon makirin de edim shalomayla sha'ala mechak, still nismach al shata sha'achar she'meskeya meseidusan, v'hilkot yachal limchay katiyuto v'lozayif edim, therefore there should still be a potential for fraud, and how could it be that Rav would state that the hashata would be valid? In addition, before continuing with the Teretz of Gemara, let us see the Rashbam on the third of the wide lines at the top of Daf Kuf Samach Gimel Beis, where the Rashbam points out that this same question that the Gemara just asked will be a question on all stories where there's already a hempik, and even in a case where you didn't have two lines of blank space between the signatures of the Edim and the verification of Bezdin, we could still ask the same question. If we hold like Rav, even if this member would be Bishem Shmuel, the same question would apply as if they hold the Shtar Bahu Ve'edav al Machak is Kosher, then L'chirud is potential for fraud. And as Rashbam continues, Shurei Yochel Zayef Kol Shtar Elyon Ima Edim V'lichtav L'achtam al Machak Mashiyata, as the Malva could still go and cut off the entire Shtar, including the signatures of the Edim that were previously signed on blank parchment. The Malva will then go and scrape off all the area that was blotted out by ink, and L'maisa he'll write a new Shtar, and he'll have two Edim that signs in that area, and there's already an Ashata there, which are certifying that these Edim are valid Edim, and the Shtar is a valid Shtar, and L'chirud is always going to be a potential for fraud. Rashbam's point is an excellent point. L'chirud, if so, why the Gemara state, Hanich l'Rav Kana, the Maslam Mishmei de Shmuel Shaper, El Rav Tavu, the Maslam Mishmei de Rav, Mayik L'Meima, if L'chirud, even according to Rav Kana, that learned this memory name of Shmuel, but since Shmuel would hold that Shtar Ba, Hu Ve'edav Al Mechak is Kosher, then L'chirud, this question of the Gemara would still be valid. As Rashbam points out, Ayin and Taisis Viva Masra Hanichel Rav Kahana the Mishmei the Shmuel Karmelei Shaper, and Taisis asked this exact question. And Taisis asked Kashal Du Day Minicha Im Kain Kol Shtar Mekuyim Yimchakeno, and Ayin and Taisis how he explains our Gemara Ayin Sham. But let's continue our Gemara, and the Gemara answers Kasava Kol Kihay Gavna Im Kaim Reisim Min Ashata Shabai Elamein Edim Shabai. Although Rav taught us the Shtar Ba Huve Edim Al Mechak is Kashal, however Rav hold that if we'll find a Shtar, we will be able to tell that the actual text as well as the Edim were written on a Shtar which was already used and was already erased. And in the meantime, we see that the authentication of Bezin or the Ashata was written on an area we could tell is new paper and new cloth and was never erased. Then certainly we will not rely on this authentication, and certainly we will have to be Mekayim the Edim through another method. Therefore, there is no possibility for fraud, and that's why Rav says that even if Bezin would write the Ashata and they would leave multiple lines between the Chesimah Se'edim and the Ashata, then that would not be an issue, and the authentication of Bezin would be valid as long as we see that the actual Shtar, as well as the Chesimah Se'edim, as well as the Ashata, were all written on the same type of paper, which was never used before, and the only part of the paper that has any markings is only the area which was blotted out. And let us see the Rashbam in Yibir Maschel Mashininon Kasav Rav Kol Kehagavna Kloima Kol Shtar Sheyesh Bo Hempik, which is on one type of paper. Meanwhile, v'hu ve'edil al-machak, that the actual text of the Shtar and the Edim were actually written on an area of the Shtar that you could tell was previously erased, then lo samchin la'ashato, then we would not be able to be samech on that verification. V'lo yitiskayim el-abakar sidei Edim ha'ksuv al-machak v'hilka chichak shnei shitim en-sashat min ha'edim m'mayla v'taytu kosho v'samchin la'ashato d'aliksi v'hu ve'edil al-machak d'neim ha'kai gavna im ha'kaimin u'beznatiyut l'chassimi el-ha'ika shtar hilka kosho shtar v'ashato. As we explained, the Gemara will now continue and will bring the Shita of Rabbi Echron that will be chaylik on the Shita of Rav. The Shita of Rabbi Echron will diverge mi kotza la kotza from the Shita of Rav, as although Rav held that even if Bezin leaves more than two lines of blank space between the Chesimah Se'edim and the Ashata, that the Ashata would still be valid as long as they also blotted the area out with ink. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Echron Amar lo yishanu al bein eidim l'ksav al bein eidim l'ashata afilu Shita achas nami pasol. Rabbi Echron holds that when the Brisa taught us that if the Edim leave more than two lines of blank space between the text of the Shtar and their signatures, that the Shtar would be puzzle. But if the Edim left less than two lines of blank space, then the Shtar would still be valid. That is only in regard to the space between the Chesimah Se'edim and the text of the Shtar. However, if Beis Din even leaves only one line of blank space between the Hempik or the Ashrator or the verification of the Shtar and the Chesimah Se'edim, then as Rashbam learns that even if Beis Din blots out the extra space with ink, then it would still be puzzle. And Ayin the Rashba who explains that although the Gemara uses a Lashon of puzzle, which is Lashon Zachar, and not a Lashon of Keva or Pesula, which would be Mashma, that the Shtar itself is puzzle and not only the Ashrator. However, certainly a Pesulim the Ashrator can't possibly entire shtar, and therefore certainly Rabbi Yechonah only means that the shtar itself is pasul and not the shtar. And the lashon of Rashba is afilu shita achas pasul upasul al shtar ka'amar abuloy hashtar shekfan nichsha bechsimas edav shareu nichta v'nechtav ketikin chachamim ba'achas shenichsha lo yipasul uvedin hu delema avu bein edim la shtar psula. And we should use the lashon of keva el agul gur de omer bein edim l'ksav pasul omer hachi gam ba'shtar. The Gemara now continues and tries to understand the Shita Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara asks, "Maishna bein edim lashata dilma gais liloi v'kasav hu ve'edu b'shita achas v'kasava shtar ba hu ve'edu b'shita achas kasha yihachi bein edim l'ksav nami dilma gais liloi v'kasav ma'idiboy v'chesim yisadi." And the Gemara asks, "What is pshat in the Shita Rabbi Yechon?" As l'chayr, if you will explain that the reason Rabbi Yechon holds that the shata will be pasul even if Beis Din leaves only one line of blank space between the shata and the chesim se'edim, even if that one line of blank space is completely blotted out with ink, as they were concerned for a potential fraud, as the malva could cut off the entire top of the shtar, including the original text of the entire shtar, as well as the original signatures of the valid edim. The malva will then write a shtar on one line, and for example, he could write that Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and he would also have two new edim falsely execute the shtar on the same line, and he will still have the shatter of Beis Din beneath his fraudulent shtar, which would verify the shtar. And although Rav Amram previously taught us on Daf Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph that Ein Lameidim Shita Achreina, however, that din isn't applicable when the entire text of the shtar and the edim are only on one line, as this can't be called the Shita Achreina, as the only line of the shtar. And Rabbi Yechonah holds that the shtar, that the text and its edim are all written on one line, is kosher, and therefore there is potential for fraud, and that's why Rabbi Yechonah holds that that shtar is possible. The Gemara therefore asks that L'chira L'fi Rabbi Yechonah should have the same chash when the edim executed the shtar and they left only one blank line between the actual text of the shtar and the chesimah se'edim. And l'chayru, we should also be chayshish for a similar type of fraud, as potentially the malva will cut off the entire top of the shtar above this one blank line that the edim left. The malva will now write onto that one line of text, Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and l'maisa, he will have the two edim that already previously signed the shtar right underneath that one line of text, and l'chayru, that should also be kosher. And at this point of the Gemara feels that not only does the din of Rabbi Amram that ain't lemeidim b'shita achreina not apply in a case of shtar habahu ve'edim b'shita achas, but it also wouldn't apply in a case where the text of the shtar was written on one line and the edim was signed on the next line. And once again, the svara would be that lemaisa this is not considered shita achreina, as this is the only line of the shtar. However, the Gemara responds that this is not correct, as kasava as Rabbi Yechonah holds shtar habahu b'shita achas ve'edim b'shita achar is puzzle, that although we just stated that Rabbi Yechonah hold that if the shtar was written on one line and the edim were also written on one line, that the din of Rabbi Amram would not apply, and we would not say that in lemeidim shita achreina. However, the din of Rabbi Amram applies to all type of shtaris, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a long formatted shtar or if it's a one line shtar. As long as the edim are not on the exact same line as the text of the shtar, then we would say the klal of in lemeidim shita achreina. Therefore, this chash of Rabbi Yechonah is only relevant to the case of an ashata, and it's not relevant in the case of edim that only left one blank line between the text of the shtar and the chesimah se'edim. That is why when the Brisa discusses the chesimah se'edim, the Brisa states that as long as they only left less than two lines, then the shtar would still be kasha. However, Rabbi Yechonah holds that in the case of ashata, even if Beis Din only left one line, then the ashata would be pasul. However, the Gemara is still bothered that lefi Rabbi Yechonah, even in the case of the Brisa where the edim left one line of empty space between the text of the shtar and their signatures, there's still a potential fraud, as the malva can potentially cut off the entire top of the shtar and all of the original text of the shtar, and will then write a one-line shtar, and will write that Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and will also have two new fraudulent edim execute the shtar on the same line. And as we already explained, the din of Rabbi Amram that ain't lemeidim mishita achreina would not apply, since the text and the edim are all written on one line. And we just explained that lefi Rabbi Yechonah shtar haba hu ve'edim mishita achas is kasha. The Malva will also explain that the reason that two more edim signed on the next line of the shtar was lefasim es hadavi yisa, and to make sure that there's an even greater call, and lemaisa, it still will be even better for the malva, as it will be easier to verify the shtar based on the last two edim who were actually the original edim ksherim. And if so, how does Rabbi Yechon distinguish between our brisa regarding edim, where as long as the edim did not leave two lines of blank space, then the shtar would be kosher, and we aren't choishes for fraud? And in Rabbi Yechon's own scenario regarding the shata, where he says that the shata is puzzle and we are choishes for fraud, the Gemara answers, "Kasava kol kihay gavna im kaimin oisim min edim shilamata el min edim shilamayla." And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yechon holds that in the chenami this is a reasonable chash, and therefore he holds that in any scenario where a malva brings a shtar into Bezdin to be verified, and the text of the shtar as well as the first two edim are all on the same line, then there are two additional edim that execute the shtar on the next line, then although Bezdin generally only has to verify two signatures in the shtar, and as we learned previously that even if nimtza echamen karav epasol to skayim edus b'shar, however in this case Bezdin will specifically only verify the shtar based on the first two signatories, and they will ignore the second signatories in order to make sure that the malva didn't use this etza to try to defraud the loiva, and we will stop over here.